Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Steve Kummer. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Bell moves to second. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Wills scores. Bell scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 2-0, Rangers. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. One out. It's 3-0, Rangers. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Putnam scores. It's 4-0, Rangers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Gamble moves to second. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is hit by the pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Blanks moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bell reaches second base with a double. Blanks scores. It's 5-0, Rangers. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 6-0, Rangers. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Putnam is walked intentionally. Joel Finch now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Putnam goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Rangers. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Finch covering, for the out. Zisk moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zisk scores. It's 9-0, Rangers. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nelson Norman now playing shortstop. Larval Blanks now playing second base. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing shortstop. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Tom Paquette now playing center field. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Putnam hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's 10-0, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Watson hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver strikes out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zisk moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zisk scores. Gamble moves to third. It's 11-0, Rangers. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Gary Allinson now playing third base. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer fields the ball and throws to Finch covering. Safe. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Buddy Bell. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Pat Putnam. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Eric Soderholm now playing third base. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Watson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-2, Rangers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 11, and the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pappy strikes out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolf hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.